Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. We do have some winter weather announcements for you this morning with the snow outside. Most of the WRCO listening area is under a winter weather advisory. There are some schedule changes because of the storm today. In the school announcements, Kickapoo schools will be closed. In community announcements, Park Street Christian Church over 50s and ladies' missionary meetings are canceled. With the snowstorm today, meteorologist Brittany Merlo has details on an app that lets you see how bad the roads are.
Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009, and the free travel information system has evolved over the years with its web and smartphone capabilities. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
There's new information in the Madison school shooting, from the names of the victims to a man police say was planning an attack of his own. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School. They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has detected the first presumptive positive human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza A, also known as bird flu, in Barron County. The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County. The person had exposure to the infected flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. DHS, in coordination with Barron County Health and Human Services, is monitoring farm workers who may have been exposed to the virus and has provided them with information to protect their health. The risk of the general public in Wisconsin remains low. People who work with infected animals or have recreational exposure to them are at higher risk. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages snowmobilers eager to take advantage of winter snow to keep safety at the forefront of their preparations. This includes staying alert to the rapidly changing ice conditions commonly found in the early and later parts of winter. This rule also applies to ATVs and UTVs. Last season, several ATVs and UTVs went through the ice, with two resulting in fatalities. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for current ice conditions. The DNR also encourages all snowmobilers to take a safety education class. According to Wisconsin law, anybody at least 12 years of age and born after January 1st, 1985 must have a valid safety education certificate to operate a snowmobile. Sign up now for Spot as classes fill up fast. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for laws for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. The American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this holiday season. Two opportunities will be held today, and as far as we know, they are still scheduled from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Appointments are preferred. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The public is invited to Frank's Hill Saturday to view the setting sun on the day of the year with the least amount of daylight, known as the winter solstice. Weather permitting, you are invited to join the festivities and remember events of the past year. A moment of silence will be observed for those who have passed away since the last trip around the sun. Following the sunset, attendees are welcome to gather around the campfire to share stories and learn more about Frank's Hill, considered a sacred site by the Ho-Chunk Nation and other Native American peoples. Arrive by 4 to allow time to hike to the top of the hill. Dress warmly and bring your own food and drink and a chair for sitting around the fire. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and follow the field road to the top of the hill. Frank's Hill is located on State Highway 193, just off State Highway 60, a few miles west of Muscadet. A group of unique effigy mounds is situated on the east ridge where the event will occur. The site offers a panoramic vista of the area, which once contained the highest concentration of bird effigy mounds found anywhere in the world, including the remnants of the giant Ghost Eagle Mound with a wingspan of nearly 1,300 feet. The Ghost Eagle Mound factors into the alignment with the setting sun on the winter solstice. Most archaeologists agree the mounds were built 1,000 or more years ago.